Take a moment now to set aside your assumptions about lobsters. That's what researchers at the University of New Hampshire did. While the government warned for years that lobster stocks could be depleted by overfishing, lobstermen in the Northwest Atlantic instead have been enjoying an ever-increasing catch. The UNH researchers realized that what came up in the lobster trap was probably not the whole story, so they attached an underwater video camera to a trap set in the waters off of Portsmouth. Wynne Watson, professor of zoology, headed this project. And Professor Watson, what did you see on those videos?
We found it striking to see that there were many more lobsters around the trap, in the trap, and on top of the trap than we actually ended up pulling up in the traps.
Yeah, I've seen these videos actually sped up on your website, and it's quite remarkable how many lobsters are getting into the trap, at least getting a shot at the bait, and then getting out.
It is remarkable, and it was very striking and surprising to us. We end up catching typically one to three lobsters when we pull these traps up, and yet we count hundreds of lobsters coming in contact with those traps over the course of 2 days.
And do they seem to approach it in any coordinated mass way, or is it every lobster for himself?
Well, you can kind of imagine when the trap drops down that these lobsters smell the bait and they all begin to converge on it from some area around the trap. And we've actually gone diving and sort of circled around the trap about 10 feet off the bottom. And you see, you know, dozens of lobsters, they're all facing the trap, like there's, you know, mesmerized by this resource.
And among lobsters, is there some established, if lobsters peck, I guess it would be a pecking order, but is there some clear hierarchy among the lobsters? Or?
There's definitely a hierarchy, and people have done a number of studies on this, and almost invariably the larger lobster wins out.
You refer to the bait in the trap as the resource. I don't know if that's what lobstermen call it, but what is it actually?
Just a bunch of frozen herring.
Frozen herring.
Yep.
One image I had of watching this was a lobster guarding that bunch of herring, of frozen herring, in the kitchen of the trap, as you say, looking sort of like a goalie in a hockey game or something. Big claws,
yeah,
on them, you know?
Sure, you can imagine that. They definitely use their claws to fend off other lobsters and kind of threaten them. And you can, in the video, you see lobsters that come about halfway into the entrance, and the lobster, the goalie, will move over towards the entrance, put up his claws, and make a display, and the other one will back away.
Does this mean, therefore, that there are far, far more lobsters in the Atlantic than we thought?
That's an interesting question. One of the things that's got us started on the project was trying to figure out an accurate way to measure the number of lobsters on the bottom. And we would do scuba surveys in the same areas where we'd fish these traps. And there was a poor correlation between the number of lobsters we pulled up in the traps and the number of lobsters on the bottom. And obviously the correlation was skewed because there were, in fact, more lobsters on the bottom than you would suspect from what you caught.
So lobster stocks are not endangered?
I wouldn't say that. People estimate that every year we catch 90% of the lobsters that are legal every year. And so I still am concerned that we might be overfishing this stock.
But at least we're leaving the smart ones down there.
or maybe we're leaving the ones down there that tend to eat and run, the fast food lobsters. Who knows?
Well, Professor Watson, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Wynne Watson is a professor of zoology at the University of New Hampshire. To learn more about the lobster study and to see the lobster trap video, you can visit our website at npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.